Welcome to Inspiring on BBS Radio. I am your host, Jeanette Bryant. I will be hosting today's show alone. I did not schedule any guests because I wanted my listeners to get to know me a little better today. Also, I will have two little people with me on the studio, and we are going to talk about bullying. But let me first say that I apologize for the delay, and this is not going to happen again, but we are going to move along. Also, I'm preparing for the grand opening of KTB, Aware Health and Wellness Center here in Woburn, Massachusetts, March 1st, 2013. The road has been long, but I'm glad to reach a very important milestone with you and with regard to my dream for better health for our children. Hence, my passion has always been to teach children and their parents about diseases, to increase disease awareness in childhood, and to improve healthy behaviors. A little story about Kids Be Aware. During my practicum and during my master's program, around 2007, around there, in 2008, at Walden University, I developed a new program designed to increase parental awareness to disease processes. The new program in children, actually, and because I felt strongly that children must be instructed first as an act of preventing childhood illnesses, I called the new program Kids Be Aware. Believe me, Kids Be Aware name picking was not a really nice and smooth ride. I went from disease program to a children prevention program, and then finally me and my classmate, we sat down and we decided on something that would strike questions, something that would make people wonder, what is this? And what is this all about? And we started going through names, and it was kids disease awareness. And then we said, no, children disease awareness. We said, no, children programs. And then at some point, I just say, hey, listen, guys, what if we can just say, be aware? They say, you know, that's something. Why not? Let's make a Kids Be Aware. So there came the name of Kids Be Aware, and it stayed there, and I love the name. And everybody asked me what that stands for. Kids Be Aware is a program, and it was later presented to my practicum as my product, final product for my practical experience. And our mission in Kids Be Aware mission is to educate parents and children ages 5 to 15 about infectious and chronic diseases, to build a foundational knowledge base regarding disease prevention, health and wellness promotion, to promote healthy relationships and modeling healthy behaviors. And part of the modeling is by using, is accomplished through role plays, teach back methods, empowerment strategies. So in 2007, as I started putting the program into motion and making it become a nonprofit organization, not before even becoming a nonprofit organization, making it be a program that is recognized nationwide, I went to and seek and the challenge of writing to the president and saying, listen, President Barack Obama, I have this program and I want your support. So in 2009, I personally wrote to the president about the need to add Kids Be Aware curriculum in public schools across the nation. The president did recommend that the U.S. State Department of Education provide me with tools so school could adopt the curriculum, as he was in agreement that disease education in childhood was critically important to reduce health disparities. However, we all know, as we all know about corporate politics, more so government politics, I have reached out to schools numerous times and have been provided a runaround without much success. I was determined, though, continue to present our program to numerous conferences. I continued the program mission for years through workshops to parents once a month using church space, the sort of school modern, and Kids Be Aware has since moved from being an individual.
We filed for and have been granted our 501c3 status. from our humble beginnings, and with only a little bit of help, our organization is now in a position to make the dream a reality. With the opening of Kids POS Center in March 1st, 2013, we'll be able to uphold our vision for children everywhere, not just in the United States, but around the world. Being a mother of two and having migrated from Cameroon, I feel a responsibility to provide programs such as this one to a country I grew up from and was embedded values that made me who I am today. I hope that someday, with the help of humble people donating their time, money to the organization, I'll be able to provide the same health education to African countries and other countries around the world. I feel very blessed, though, to be able to share my knowledge and provide my time and energy to help those in need and set up a platform for a better health future for generations to come. I thank those of you who support our organization mission and hope that you will continue to do so as we move forward in the fight against health disparities among children. Our slogan says it all. I quote, teach me about health so that tomorrow I may teach others together again. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Inspiring. And again, I apologize for all the cut off time. Please feel free to call me and share your viewpoints. I will take a short break and I will be right back. Welcome back, and since I have obviously decided to host this show alone today, as I mentioned earlier, I will be also talking about bullying and the effects of it on children. According to StopBullying.org, bullying can affect everyone, those who are bullied, those who bully, and those who witness bullying. Bullying is linked to many negative outcomes, including impacts on mental health, substance abuse, and suicide. It is important to talk to kids to determine whether bullying or something else is a concern. As a mother, I have established an open-door communication policy in my household with my children. It is important to my kids and myself to be very open to share anything and everything bothering them without fearing my reaction. I listen first, I don't judge, I advise and follow up. I have come to realize that this helps me maintain a healthy relationship at home with my children and that they will not feel that they have to hide anything from me. When I was in Atlanta, Georgia, I felt the pain that a parent can experience when they lost a child due to bullying because the child could not confide in their parents. I followed the news of a family life being shattered because of their child taking his own life due to bullying, because he felt his parents wouldn't understand or even help. From that point on, I made clear to my children they can always, always count on me to help solve issues they may have, be it emotionally or socially. Together, we can find a way to solve it. Let your children know you are always going to be their biggest supporter and helper no matter what. Kids who are bullied can experience negative physical, school and mental health issues. Kids who are bullied are more likely to experience the following: depression, anxiety, increased feelings of sadness and loneliness, changes in sleep and patterns, eating patterns, a loss of interest in activities they used to enjoy. These issues may persist into adulthood. Some health complaints that could increase will be a decrease in academic achievement. They are more likely to miss, skip, or drop out of school. A very small number of bullied children might retaliate through extremely violent measures. In 12 out of 15 school shooting cases in the 1990s, for example, the shooters had a history of being bullied. Kids who bully others can also engage in violent and other risky behaviors into adulthood. Kids who bully are more likely to abuse alcohol and other drugs in adolescence and as an adult. They get into fights, they vandalize properties, they drop out of school, they drink, they engage in early sexual activities, have criminal conviction and traffic citation as adults. Be abusive toward their romantic partner, they become abusive to spouses, children, as adults. I have two children here, and I will ask them about bullying. Let's see, let me go find them, and I am going to ask them what they think about bullying. So, Leandra and Shelton are going to be the two little ones that we are going to ask about what they think of bullying. Okay, so, hello guys.
Mommy.
Hello guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What are your names?
Shelton, Leandra.
Great. So, do you guys know why I called you here?
To ask us about, like, how about bullying.
Bullying. What do you guys know about bullying?
That bullying is wrong, and it can mean to, like, hurt someone,
mm-hmm.
or hurt someone's feelings,
mm-hmm.
like a physical, or it's, like, a bad behavior for someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you do in a case? What do you know about bullying, Shelton?
Because if you be bullying, you have to go to the office, and they have to sit with the supervisor, and the supervisor has to talk to you about bullying, then you have to send you home. And he
had
to suspend me for school.
Wow. And what do you do in case that somebody is bullying somebody else? What do you do?
I just go to whoever's at home or to that school. You have to tell a teacher or a mom
mm-hmm.
to tell that somebody's bullying a person. Or you just say, just stand up and say, leave him alone.
Well, I didn't tell you. Okay. And Leandra, you a little older than Shelton. What do you think you should do if you see somebody else bullying another person?
You should probably stand up for them, like tell them to leave him or her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you don't, it's just gonna make you like a bully because it's not good for someone else to bully someone because it would be wrong if no one stand up for you and you're being bullied.
Okay. And what if you are being bullied? What do you do in a case that somebody is bullying you? What do you do?
Well, I'll tell them to leave me alone. And then if they don't, I'll go tell a teacher or a guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And before I can do that, I can probably like tell them to leave me alone. And if they like keep on doing the same thing over and over, I should keep on telling the teacher and they can like discuss what's going on.
Okay. And what happened when you get home? Do you tell your parents that somebody is bothering you at school, you're being bullied?
Yeah, should. If you don't, it'll get even worse. It won't be really good.
So you have to tell your parents that you are being bullied?
Yeah.
If you don't, what happened?
If you don't, they'll keep on bullying you because they think you're scared. And you show them that you're scared without like telling anybody or anything. They'll keep on bullying because they're bullying the people who are scared.
So they just bully people who are scared?
Yes.
Do you really think that they just bully people who are scared?
Well, they'll bully people if they don't think fits in or something like that.
Okay.
But they'll do it all the time if you know that you're scared of them.
All right. Shelton, what do you think should happen when you are being bullied?
I would just say, I don't like this. Can you please stop if you won't? I'll just tell the principal
mm-hmm.
and try to discuss this with him. Then when he goes home, you have to tell mom because if you don't, he will just keep on bullying you. He will bully people who's being mean to him.
Okay. So how do you stop them from not doing that again?
You say, can you please stop? If they don't, you have to tell the principal that he has to decide to suspend him or say leave him alone.
Okay. Well, guys, it was very good to have your viewpoints today. So what do you say to other children who are being bullied? What do you say to them? You have any advice you want to tell people who are being bullied?
Well, I choose this thing. If you, like, don't show them that you're scared, because they'll do that all the time to you. And go tell someone. Because I know most people, they don't tell their parents because they don't think it's worse. And all I'm just saying is, if someone gets bullied, just help them out.
Just help them out. Shelton, do you have something to say? Do you have any advice to tell people who are being bullied?
Definitely no. Every time I get bullied, they have to tell a teacher or stand up and say leave him alone or you or her.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. It was nice to have you. So bye-bye now, okay? Thank you for your information. That was very helpful, all right? So now we are going, and like we were talking about bullying with those wonderful children, and they told us what they thought about bullying and so forth. That was very good pointers. Let's continue on our bullying topic and talk about kids who witness bullying. For kids who witness bullying, they are most likely to have increased use of tobacco, alcohol, or drugs, have an increased mental problems, including depression and anxiety, miss or skip school. Just because they feel useless and powerless, we need to know one thing. Although kids who are bullied are at risk of suicide, bullying alone is not the cause. Many issues contribute to suicide risk, including depression, problems at home, and drama history. So I urge you, parents, myself included, to pay attention to children's welfare and work towards providing better health habits and behavior for your lifestyle. Bullying can make an unsupportive situation worse. Kids don't tell adults for many reasons. Bullying can make a child feel helpless. Kids may want to handle it on their own to feel in control again. They may fear being seen as weak or a telltale. I hear a lot of kids say that, oh, you are brown-nosed, or you are such a telltale. Why you always have to say stuff like that? It is none of your business. Kids may fear backlash from kids who bully them. Bullying can be a humiliating experience. Kids may not want adults to know what is being said about them, whether true or false. They may also fear that adults will judge them or punish them for being weak. Kids who are bullied may already feel socially isolated. They may feel like no one cares or could understand. Funny, because as an instructor myself, I run across a lot of students who actually confide on me sometimes. And one of the things they say is nobody cares. Nobody cares. Why should you care? You don't care anyway, so why you want to know about going on with me? And I always tell them, I'm always going to be there. I'm an ear to listen. And if I have something to say or something that can help you, I will be more likely to do so. So anytime that a student has any issue, I always tell them, my office is always open, and I welcome anybody to come sit down with me and let me know what's going on and why they're not coming to school, what is stopping them, what's going on that is preventing them to be able to provide 100% of themselves in schoolwork. It's very important. You hear people say, oh, I don't care. This person did this to me and this person did that to me. Nobody cares. I'm always left alone. And it was an instance 2 years ago where a young girl came to me and sat down with me, and she said, I feel like my parents don't care about me, and I don't want to be here anymore. I want my life to be over. And I have to remind her how important. She felt so lonely, so alone, that I asked her if she had a friend who she could spend time with that weekend. And she said yes. And I spoke to that friend, say, oh, yeah, sure, I'm going to have her spend the night at my house and cheer her up a little bit and so forth. And that was a Friday. So to my knowledge, everything went smoothly. And I was so relieved that she's going to be fine and so forth. When I came into the office on Monday, I was shocked to hear that she got into a car and almost died because she felt so alone that she went out drinking and into a car accident. She had at least 9 to 10 surgeries to revive her, lost so much on her. But 2 years ago, I saw her and I was shocked. She was still alive and I had a conversation with her. I asked her how she felt about her life at this point, and she told me how thankful she was. And she told me how thankful that she was giving one other chance to live her life and be able to be on this earth, and that if she has to say anything to anyone, she will remind them to always seek help, because that's one thing that if you don't do, you will end up in the same predicament she was in. So I will say, please, whatever it is that is going on at home with your parents or with your kids, talk to them. Talk to your kids. Have conversations with them. If there is a child right now, this moment I'm speaking to you, that you have lost touch with because you just don't feel like bothering with them because they have been not good with you, they have been doing things that you don't appreciate, reach out. Call them. Let them know you love them. Let them know that you are there for them and that you will always be there no matter what. That is very important, to show love, to show care, to show compassion, because you never know. You never know when that person will not be next to you the next morning. You never know. You always want to have that open door of communication with your kids. It's very, very essential. And that experience that I had with that young girl taught me so much, because I was such in shock on Monday to realize that she will not be coming in my classroom anymore. For 2 years, she was out of the class because of the accident. For 1 year, she stayed at a hospital in a coma. And the second year she was out, she was able to work for somebody that for 2 years people thought she would never walk again. She would never be able to talk again. It was a blessing in disguise. And I urge parents to know that kids need you. Bullying is not something that will cause them any harm more than you as a parent not being there for them. Reach out for them. Doesn't matter what it is that happened in their life now, yesterday, in a few years. What matters is the love and compassion that you bestow into the open them. You need to show them love. You need to show them care. You need to show them compassion. Be there for them. Walk the road with them. You don't have to push them to be the people that you want them to be. All you can do is advise them and hope that they will be the person that you secretly want them to become. But don't push them too hard. Give them breathing room. But let them know that you are there and that you will always, always be there. Kids who are bullied may already feel isolated. They may feel like nobody cares, nobody understands. And so if we don't provide that, of course they have to feel like that. Kids may fear being rejected by their peers. Friends can help protect kids from bullying, and kids can feel their support. So please, stay vigilant. Stay vigilant, because it's important to know the signs, to know what's going on with that child. Why is suddenly things changing in the way your child walk, the way your child look at things? What is going on? What have affected them so much that they have retracted to themselves? What is it? You need to find ways to reach out to them so they can speak up. Because usually what happens in the bullying instances is that kids just shut down. They shut down because they fear, okay, what if I say this to my mom or if I say this to my dad, he's probably going to think in the instances that is a guy that I am not more of a guy, of a man, of an instance of a female, oh, they won't even care anyway. No, parents care, and we need to show that no matter what it is. So it's very important to look at the sign. Be observant. Look at your kids every time. Sometimes we are carried away. I'm guilty myself because we get carried away on day-to-day activities that we lost touch with our own household. We lost touch with the things that goes on. Or if the child want to come talk to us, we are too busy to stop what we're doing to talk with them, that we just concentrate on the things that is in front of us. We don't want to let them in. But mommy, I want to talk to you. You're like, not now. We always use that word, not now. And usually, not now can create grief the next morning. Because the not now, they were trying to tell you something that could have changed the whole issue or the whole drama of whatever it is that was in front of them. But because you were too unavailable, you couldn't sit down, have a conversation with them, and listen to them. This is my thing. I say to each one of us, let's make this deal. When we come home from work, we are exhausted. And the last thing we know, we want really is people coming there and telling us about their issues and so forth. But those are kids. We need to take 5 minutes, just 5 minutes of that time. After we sit down, we relax a little bit, we probably have some food. We need to take that 5 minutes and ask them, how was your day? What happened today? Is it something that you want me to do to help you? We need to be able to ask them that. Because in that instance that we're asking them those questions, if there is something bothering them, we will know. Because we have taken the time to sit down and ask what happened in the day. They feel that you care. You want to know what's going on with them. But we spend so much time with the way life is, society, too busy. We always constantly busy. Busy with ourselves, busy with work, busy with deadlines, that sometimes we have even little time for ourselves and so much little for our kids. So we need to take time for our kids to listen to them so we can stop this sense of bullying. And sometimes the kids who bully, let me just say this, it has something to do with us parents, how we parent those kids to be able to let them go out and bully other kids and think that is normal. So parents who have children who bully others, to them I say, please pay attention to your child. Talk to them. Make them understand that the behavior they are portraying is not the behavior you want them to portray. Talk to them. Find out what is it exactly that pushed them to want to bully other people. Because if you don't do so, then they will continue to that in the same pattern. They will continue to do the same behavior because it's okay. The parents don't care anyway. To the households, sometimes where you enter and there are drugs involved, drinking involved, and parents have no time or to care for kids and stuff like that. Kids who bully actually sometimes come from those families. So please make sure that you take 1 minute of your time a day and turn around and talk to your kids. Let them know that you're there. Because if you don't, what you're doing is you're planting seeds for something worse. So you want to be able to plant seeds of goodness, seeds of caring, seeds of compassion, something that they will take into adulthood to make them better men and better women. You don't want to continue to let them grow up and not knowing how to react in society, how to react to love, to care, to compassion. You want them to know how to provide love, how to provide compassion, how to provide caring to others. So we have a duty to do things together and make better men, better women for today's world, for the future of tomorrow. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Inspiring. I will take a short break and I will come right back. Thank you for listening. Great. So we were talking about bullying, and I got a little bit emotional there. So let's scratch that a little bit. Let's continue to talk about bullying. Like I said, we have a responsibility to our kids, and bullying is a form of aggression, aggressive behavior. Someone just intentionally and repeatedly causes another person injury and discomfort. Bullying can take the form of physical contact, words, or more subtle actions. And somebody told me one time that physical abuse is nothing compared to emotional abuse. So if you have somebody who is a bully and emotionally bullied you, it will create more harm than if they physically touch you. So instead of letting either one happen, we need to do something about it. And I'm so proud of organizations that are standing up to talk about bullying, stopping bullying, that my organization, in a sense, we don't like abuse. So we talk about abuse, getting people out of abusive situation. And that's the reason why I took on this topic today of bullying. Because not only my organization is about teaching kids about infectious and chronic diseases, we talk about healthy lifestyle, healthy relationships. In healthy relationships, bullying doesn't take part of that. So you need to remove the things that makes the relationship not healthy. So we need to also learn that bullying is just not in a workplace or in a school environment. They have something that they call cyberbullying, where it actually happens over the internet. You have people sending you very disgusting emails. They talk bad about you on the internet. They do things to you on the internet. They send pictures of you. They dissect you as a person. Cyberbullying actually recently just had a young girl killed. So you have those instances that you have things that we need to learn to stop. The internet came to make our life a little easier, not to be used against as a weapon. And that's what cyberbullying is. The impact of cyberbullying is worse even among preteens and teens. It has increased dramatically in recent years. And young people spend more time socializing online. It includes sending hurtful and threatening emails, instant messages, spreading rumors, posting embarrassing photos of others. Not all students feel distress when they are victims of such online bullying, but most of them, at least 38% of those bullied, say that such incident made them very upset and afraid, according to researchers. So bullying was mostly the cause of being worrisome, to involve offline contact with the harasser. So you need to remove your child. So basically, monitor your child internet surfing to make sure that bullying is just not happening in the internet. Basically, you have predators online. If cyberbullying is something that push people to send others just hurtful things, then we need to find a way to stop it, not just stop the other side of bullying. We need to stop every single aspect of bullying, maybe the normal contacts at school, at work, on the street. It has to be also stopped online. So we have to come together as parents and find ways, better ways of stopping bullying altogether. It has to start in our own home. We have to talk to our kids, those who bullied, those who are being bullied, and those who are just bystanders. We parents need to be able to speak to our children, talk to them, see what's going on with them, see what's happening with their friends, and so forth. It is very distressing to hear conversation of kids of online and see harassing emails and have a child not being able to go to school because of the fear of what say about her on the internet. We need to be able to stop that. We need to be able to let our kids live in normal life, because this is what we are. We are normal people, everyday normal people, and we should be given that ability and that possibility to continue to live that life, the life that was given to us And we should cherish that life and should not let anyone or anything stop us from living the life that we should live. So if bullying is something that stops our kids to be able to live the life that was bestowed upon them, then I urge you parents to come together and continue to work hard on stopping bullying, maybe cyberbullying, school bullying, workplace bullying, whatever it is, we need to stop it. We need to do something about it. Research have revealed that 68% of cyberbullying victims spoke up about the harassment to friends, parents, or other authority figure. But sometimes nothing was done with that regard. Nobody did nothing. Oh, don't worry about it. It's just email. Just ignore it. No, it's not just email. Got to pay attention to it. When you find your child going through stuff of that nature, you need to find somebody, a counselor, a mentor. If you cannot help your child, find somebody who can make them open up and tell them what's going on so that you can better help them. So there are even bullying at the office, not just for children also. We have bullying at the office. Adults, too, are bullied. So we need to come together once more and find best way, foster improved communication skills, teach others to understand each other, and provide room for better communication, for respect. The respect of human being is very important. If we can respect each other, we can stop bullying. If we can communicate to each other and accept each other, we can stop bullying. It starts with respect. It starts with communication. It will start with acceptance of one another. And those qualities, we need to bestow them to our kids. We need to teach those to our kids so that they can carry them into adulthood. Respect, caring, compassion, acceptance of others, those are essential characters that we need to live in society and be happy among each other. I will say that we have a sense of duty to do good around us. And good is not done by just one person. It is a communion of many. It is a will to want to come together as a team and work to provide that to others. I can go on and on talking about bullying today. And I can go on and on providing more thoughtful ways to help others with bullying, or perhaps talk about more stories of victims that I have firsthand witnessed. But I will stop here today. I would love to keep on going. However, I will say we are coming to the end of our show today because I'm here by myself and I think that I run out of breath at this time, live at DBS Radio. But don't worry, we'll be back Saturday, March 2nd, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Before I exit, I will leave you with an inspirational quote, and I hope that you enjoy the time spent listening to me today. And please disregard all the interruption. Educate your children to self-control, to the habit of holding passion and prejudice and evil tendencies subject to an upright and reasoning will. And you have done much to abolish misery from their future and crimes from society. Benjamin Franklin. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, have a blissful Saturday. Thank you so much for listening to me, and ciao now.